right now the Talk of the Nation opinion page, and we've talked on this program before about snitching and the problem of witness intimidation, particularly in African-American neighborhoods, murders that never went to trial because of threats to witnesses, other witnesses to violent crimes who refused to say anything at all. Ronald Moten says it's a code on the streets. Nobody wants to be a snitch. And in an op-ed in yesterday's Washington Post, he posed the question, what is snitching? Not everybody who goes to the police, he argues, is a snitch. So we ask you the same question. What is snitching? When should you go to the police? And are there times when you shouldn't? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email talk@npr.org. And you can tell us what you think on the blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Ronald Moten is a co-founder of Peaceaholics, an anti-violence group here in Washington, D.C. He's with us here in Studio 3A. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
And this question really came out of a series of meetings that the Peaceaholics have had. Well, obviously, I guess it's no surprise to anybody around the country. There's been a lot of violent crime here in Washington, D.C. and a number of other cities across the country in recent months.
Yes, and that was the reason for us to have some forums about what's snitching and what's not, because we know if we don't motivate people to come forward and get involved in their communities to deal with violence, we will never stop the problem. The police can't do it alone. The government can't do it alone. It has to come from the community.
And you argue in a line, you say, I'm realistic. You are never going to get black people to snitch.
To agree to be a snitch. But we have to educate them on what a snitch is. And my definition, our definition of a snitch is somebody, if you commit a crime with someone and then you go to the government and try to get lesser time or make up false accusations so you can get lesser time and go free and that other person goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And most people in my community will agree with that. And they have to be educated, like the 95% who are not doing anything wrong. The problem hasn't been with the people who snitch, the people who get locked up and tell on their friends. The problem has been getting the people who are honest, law-abiding citizens to realize what it is to be a citizen so they can come forward and identify these things that are going on in their community so that we don't have to be in Mini-Iraq. You know, like in some parts of D.C., you have people where there are shootings all the time and people scared to let their children come outside, just like in Iraq. And if we don't address this and educate people about what it is to be a citizen, and their rights, like up Georgetown, if someone is shot in Georgetown or Washington, you had to get Metro buses to come to get all the people who want to come forward. So we had to get that same spirit in our communities, and that's what we're working on in these forums, to educate people what it is to be a snitch and what it, you know, what it's not, you know, mm-hmm. what it's not a snitch. And we're getting positive results about this. And I'm not saying that people who get locked up shouldn't snitch, mm-hmm. even though I don't agree with it. That's your
well,
own.
We just have this Michael
right.
Vick case
right.
where three
that's
of his co-defendants,
choice.
People he goes back to
right.
middle school with,
right.
Rolled over on him and apparently had little choice but to plead guilty himself.
And my whole thing with that is, this is the difference between you coming forward because you have some remorse and you repenting and you just doing it to get a deal with the government, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of those people who do that will go back to committing crimes again because they're not doing it because it's coming from the heart. They're doing it because they're just trying to get a deal.
And you speak of this with some personal experience.
Yes, well, I was once locked up myself, and I was locked up with a lot of people. And even in prison, where people get locked up and they start habilitating themselves and they start going to school, they start working out and realizing that they made mistakes and they want to come home to their family. When some fool comes in a unit and starts stealing or causing chaos, you know what they do? They drop a note on them and get them off the unit. So what's the difference between you in prison and somebody in the community who wants to be safe as well? So we had to teach people about these things, about these false conceptions that they hear in rap music and all these other things that they hear, because this is what's training our people to not do the right thing. And we don't call it snitching. We don't call it telling. We call it doing the right thing. And the last thing I want to say about that is, what would America be like today if our ancestors, who in the 60s, when they called Alabama, Birmingham, Birmingham, when they had over 30 bombings in a month, mm-hmm. if they wouldn't overcome fear to stand up for what was right and say, look, I don't care what they say, we're going to stand up. And just imagine on one block, if you had a whole block saying we're not going to tolerate and nobody's going to scare us, supposed to 3 people who you can always intimidate 3 people on one block. But if everybody stood up and said, we're not going to take this. So it comes through education and letting people know that, you know, fear is going to rise and we're going to have to come together, as a community to stop this.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, well, let's get some callers in. We'll get to this other question in just a minute. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Ronald Moten's our guest, the co-founder of Peaceaholics, an anti-violence group here in Washington, D.C. Let's talk with Xavier. Xavier's on the line with us from Oakland, California.
Hi, Ronald. I think maybe, this is just my opinion, that there should be a clear separation between due process and getting someone and people who are incarcerated already to root out other crimes, maybe to get other people off the street that are connected to the crime that they've done. I think you should make a separation between those people of clear indefinite separation between those individuals and the community-based.
Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't want to call them snitches. The community-based people who are taking care of their community, because when you connect those two together, they mesh, and there's no difference. Because I personally feel, as a person in the community, I feel like I was snitching, as they do in jail, so there's no separation, and the same thing in jail that reaches them could reach me. I firmly believe that there could be, and there should be, a major separation between the two.
I totally agree. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying that dudes who telling each other that's locked up, and people in the community who are trying to do the right thing, it's a total separation. And once we educate people in my community what it is to be a citizen, and that's your obligation to protect and do the right thing by your community, and get them to see that these people who are committing these crimes are saying these things, they're trying to get you to feel like you're snitching or whatever, to protect themselves. You got people who are teaching our children that there's something wrong. Even parents do it. Just think about it. When a child is born and you have a brother or sister, and your mother say, "Don't nobody go in the cookie jar without asking me." And the brother or sister goes in the cookie jar. It's natural for the child to say, "Stop going in the cookie jar." But when he does it over and over again, the parent tells the child, "Stop tattletelling." So we do it in a lot of different ways where we teach children and people not to do the right thing. I don't call it telling. I don't call it snitching. I call it doing the right thing. And once we program our community that certain things are not acceptable, and the chaos that it causes our community and how it causes us as a nation to go backwards and not forward, I think the education pieces was really, really important. And I agree with you saying that there needs to be a separation of the two.
Mm-hmm.
A clear and major separation.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Because we're taxpaying citizens who would begin to, let's say, snitch or communicate with the police, who some officers, well, I'm very careful to say that some of the officers won't even have our best interest in mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Won't even care if we got caught. In
You're
fact,
right.
they may even somehow let that slip. Who actually done it?
It's
who
actually happened
in the community? Who actually, you know, gave this information? Because across the board and in general, there's no real care. At all from the officers and the people in general in our community.
One of the things, thanks very much for the call, Xavier. One of the things you mentioned in your op-ed, Ronald Moten, is the idea that police need to be more sensitive, even if they do care, and don't go up in uniform and knock on somebody's door. You can get people killed this way.
Yeah, they had to be trained better. I mean, somebody calls your house, calls the police department about a crime, somebody just got killed, and you show up in uniform knocking on their door. You know, old police would slip a note or get somebody to go drop a note to them, call me at this place or whatever. You know, in our community, you can't go and do that. You're putting people's lives in jeopardy. So people have to be trained. And then you got some officers that go into the community and tell people that a person told on them to get stir up something and get people killed, even though they might be in the streets doing what's wrong. So mm-hmm. It's just important that we have a lot of good officers in Washington, D.C. The majority of them are good. But the ones who are not, we need to weed them out, and we also need to train some of the new ones so they don't have to learn on the job.
Let's get Marilyn on the line. Marilyn's with us from Cincinnati.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah. I understand the code of the street is that you don't snitch because you're liable to get it if you do. My question is, why has that telling the truth about what happened gotten so negative? And I don't mean just now. When I was a kid, and I'm 80 years old, It was tattletale. All the words were nasty.
Rat was the one I grew up with, yeah.
I don't understand that. What, whistleblowers get fired. So, you know, it's, you know, I don't understand.
Well,
somebody get some, you know, kind of explanation for why is that become so negative. And it's been negative for years.
Well, I tell you, you make a valid point. When I go, because I debate with dudes who are on the streets about this whole issue, because I'm from the streets. So I walk a thin line. And one thing that came up when I asked people a lot of questions, they say, well, Scooter Libby didn't tell. He didn't tell on nobody. When they tried to force him to tell, he wouldn't say anything. So what's the difference between him and us? So I had to get people to understand that they are the kings and queens of their community. And if you don't act like you stakeholder in your community for what's right, then we're going to keep on seeing the same things happen over and over again and make up excuses for why things are happening negatively in our community. So you had to step up. Yeah. As far as the not wanting to tell, I don't think nobody wants to be labeled as a snitch. I think we had to educate people once again on it's doing the right thing. It's doing what's right. It's doing what's godly. And we've gotten so far away from God and what's right that we can't hold people accountable to these standards that we talk about, so people can come up and make a person who's doing something good feel bad. Like with me, even though I changed my life, can nobody make me feel bad about saying somebody needs to go to jail for killing somebody? Nobody.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we aren't into community much anymore. It's kind of individual stuff.
All right. We're losing your phone call, Marilyn. Thanks very much.
Bye.
We're talking with Ronald Moten on the Opinion Page. He's the co-founder of Peaceaholics, an anti-violence organization in Washington, D.C., and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's talk with Rob. Rob's with us from Hamilton, Ohio.
Hello?
Hi, Rob. Got to turn the radio down.
Turn the radio down a little bit. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
All right, all I wanted to say is that, you know, you witness a murder or something, and you go to the police, that's not snitching. But if you make a drug deal, you know, and then you roll over and tell the police who you got your drugs from, that's considered snitching to me. You know what I mean?
And that's unacceptable to you.
Yeah, that is unacceptable. You know, if you get caught buying drugs, you know what you're doing. You don't go and tell on that person, you know. But if you witness a murder, then, yeah, that would be acceptable. But, you know, if you get caught doing something that you shouldn't be doing, you don't go and say the name because you know what you're doing is wrong in the first place.
Even if you've got a family and it's the difference between, oh, say, 2 years in jail and, oh, eight.
Yeah. You know, I have a family, and if I got caught doing something I shouldn't be doing, I wouldn't snitch just because... you know, it's not the right thing. Now, if I witnessed a murder, I would go straight to the cops.
Mm-hmm. Even if in a moment of remorse, after thinking through your drug problem, you said, wait a minute, this guy that I was buying from is spreading poison in my neighborhood.
Well, you know, I don't know. I've never been in that situation, you know.
Well, Ronald Moten, I wonder if you accept the distinction.
Well, I think that you can go to a judge and have remorse and repentance for your crime and take, you know, responsibility for what you've done, and the judge still will have some remorse for you and maybe give you a lenient sentence. I think that's important. I think that if you commit a crime with somebody, you should do the time. I think people play games with our system where they fabricate things and make things up on people to get a lesser sentence. And I think that, you know, you got to make the decision what's best for you. But me personally, I think that if you do a crime, you should go and do your time for that crime.
Right.
All right. Rob, thanks very much for the call.
All right.
Let's see if we can get, this is GS, is that right?
That's right, GS in Berkeley, thank you.
Go ahead.
Love your show, love NPR, really appreciate all the topics you explore.
Thank you.
I'm a pacifist, and I consider that we are a community, and we're all in this together, you know, on Earth, but, you know, in a microcosm, on the freeway, you know, like when I get a speeder blowing by me at 90 miles an hour, I've developed a habit of kind of photographically in my mind catching the license number and then getting the color and the make of the car, and between 6 and 8 times, I'd say, in the last year, I've called this into the California Highway Patrol. And they've always said, great job, we'll get them, you know, we'll call out the cars and catch them at the next bridge. And I feel that that is my honest, ordinary civic duty to be a snitch against people who endanger the lives of themselves and everybody else. I just think that's an honest thing that every ordinary citizen ought to do. It does take a certain amount of time, and it does take a certain degree of courage.
I totally agree with you. I just don't think you're snitching. I just think you're doing what's right. You're being a citizen. That's your duty and obligation as a citizen. If you see some fool risking his life and other people's lives on the highway and driving crazy, I've done the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing snitching or hat about that. I think you're protecting our society.
Could be described as self-defense.
Right.
Well, it could be. Well, what got me started on this was one time when I got cut off by about maybe 2 feet by a lady changing four lanes across from the right in front of me while she was, I was probably going 60 and she was going at least 90 or 95. I decided that deserved some attention.
Right. All right. Thanks very much, GS.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye. The other thing you raise in your article, not just Scooter Libby, which people raise questions about, it's the police themselves.
Right.
There are bad cops from time to time, and there tends to be the blue wall of silence.
Right. Right. I mean, there are some cops out here who do some horrific things that make people not want to come forward and deal with the police department. I think that we have to do a better job of rooting those people out, because a lot of people don't deal with the police because there's no connection with the community. Like when I came up, I knew who the officer was in my community from 6 years old up.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I wanted to do something wrong, I wouldn't do it around him. I would be ashamed to do it because I knew he loved me. That has changed in our community. We have to bring that back in our community. And if we don't do that, what you have is people who have their own personal agendas, and they're not doing what's right by the people for the people, and they work for us. We don't work for them. And that's what we understand, and that's why we're having this big forum coming up in October, a national forum on this issue to get this out to the world.
Ronald Moten, thanks very much for being with us today. Ronald Moten's a co-founder of an anti-violence group called Peaceaholics. You can find a link to his op-ed and all the details on how to download all of our opinion page segments as a podcast at npr.org/blogofthenation. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.